الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم أيها الطلاب الكرام. May Allah bless you, increase you in good in this life and hereafter, and grant you a firm and sound understanding of His religion, and bestow upon you from His mercy and grace the ability to act according to that knowledge and implement it in your life. May Allah fill your hearts with sincere faith and certainty in the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue our studies in the series related to the Mutun Ilmiya, the knowledge-based texts that have been authored by the great scholars of Al-Islam. And we have been studying the brief and concise yet very beneficial text, which is entitled Thalathatul Usul wa Adillatuha, by the great Imam and Mujaddid al-Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we have read the first introduction, Alhamdulillah, and likewise the second introduction. And today we read the third introduction, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to facilitate and to bless these efforts and to grant us a good understanding of His religion. So this third introduction is about al-milla al-hanifiyya, the religion of al-hanifiyya, which is the way of all of the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu wassalam, and specifically the way of Ibrahim alayhi wa ala nabiyyina afdalu salati wassalam. Al-millatu al-hanifiyya, the people of knowledge. They mention that the word al-hanifiyya, it comes from the word al-hanaf. It comes from the word al-hanaf. And the word al-hanaf, it means al-mayl. Al-mayl, an ash-shay'i qasdan, to incline away from something. The word al-hanaf, initially, in the Arabic language, it means al-mayl. Al-mayl means an inclination to turn away from something. To turn away from something. To go away from something. And to incline away from something. So this is the linguistic meaning from which this word al-hanifiyya is derived from. And the one who is described with this noble trait and beautiful attribute of al-hanifiyya, he is called al-hanif. He is called al-hanif. This person, he is hanif. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-hanif huwa al-muqbilu ala Allahi azza wa jal, al-mu'ridu amma siwa. He is the one who is completely devoted in entirety, wholeheartedly to Allah alone, and has turned away from everything besides Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-hanifiyya is the religion of al-Islam, and it's the religion that is based upon At-Tawheed al-Khalis, the pure and sincere monotheism, making the religion entirely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most purified and perfect manner. So this means to be devoted to Allah alone, sincerely, with humble obedience and submission, to turn away from being devoted to anything besides Allah, or being preoccupied with anything besides Allah, rather to be devoted entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to work in His path and His obedience, and to suffice with His law and legislation, and to abide by the sacred rites of Al-Islam. This is al-milla al-hanifiyya, the religion of al-hanifiyya. The author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, i'lam arshadaka Allahu li ta'atihi. No, may Allah guide you to his obedience. أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين. Now may Allah guide you to his obedience. That الحنيفية, the religion of Ibrahim, is to worship Allah alone, sincerely dedicating the religion to him, سبحانه وتعالى. وبذلك أمر الله جميع الناس وخلقهم لها كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. This is what Allah commanded all people to do and created them for. As the Most High said, and I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me alone. ومعنى يعبدون يوحدون. And the meaning of to worship me alone is to single me out alone for all actions of worship. وأعظم ما أمر الله به التوحيد وهو إفراد الله بالعبادة. And the greatest thing that Allah has commanded is توحيد, which is to single out Allah alone for all actions of worship. وأعظم ما نهى عنه الشرك وهو دعوة غيره معه. And the greatest prohibition he has issued And the greatest prohibition he has issued, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is invoking others along with him, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to supplicate and to call and to worship others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What dalilu qawluhu ta'ala? The evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High, wa'abudu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'an. And the evidence for this affair here is the statement of Allah the Most High, and worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him in worship whatsoever. In worship whatsoever. So this is the third introduction the author he has placed here before entering into Al-Usul Al-Thalatha. And again we see the noble manners of the author and his kindness and his gentleness and apparent good intention when teaching and directing the people, beginning with the order to know, emphasizing the importance of knowledge. اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته. May Allah direct you and guide you to His obedience. May Allah direct you and guide you to His obedience. Likewise, supplicating again for the student. An indication, as has preceded, of the relationship that the teachers have with the students. It's a relationship of love and kindness and mercy. And we have seen likewise that the greatest aspect of mercy is that of guidance, which is based upon knowledge. And sharing and teaching and spreading that knowledge. The greatest means one can show another mercy is by teaching them the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And clarifying for them the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and warning them from shirk in these different avenues and the means that it occurs. And likewise clarifying the ills of innovation and deviation in the deen of Allah azza wa jalla, and warning people likewise, and warning people likewise, and cautioning people likewise from falling into sin and actions of disobedience. اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته. No. May Allah direct you and guide you to His obedience. أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين. You must know, may Allah guide you to His obedience, that الحنيفية, the religion of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, is that you worship Allah alone, making the religion sincerely and entirety for Allah, dedicating all actions of worship, devotion, and servitude to Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. So this is the reality of Al-Hanifiyya. Al-Hanifiyya. And this is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the story and many affairs in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the noble Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified the high and lofty status of Ibrahim likewise, and as well how he reached that status, alayhi salatu wassalam, and many of his wonderful and noble, high and lofty traits and characteristics. Even he has ordered his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to follow Ibrahim and the way of Ibrahim alayhi wa ala nabiyyina afdalus salati wassalam. And Allah likewise clarified to emphasize this affair that Ibrahim, he was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. He did not associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rather, he was Hanif. He was a Muslim. He was one who singled out Allah alone for all actions of worship, servitude, and devotion. And he had purified his love for the sake of Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had dedicated himself inwardly and outwardly to the obedience and worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this manner, he became Khalil al-Rahman. And in this manner, he became Ummatan Qanitan Lillahi. And he became a nation in himself, meaning an absolute role model and leader in goodness and khair, alayhi salatu wassalam. And likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ordered to follow him as well as his ummah. Allah, he mentions about Ibrahim in his book. We read some of these beautiful verses with regards to the noble prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Ma kana Ibrahim yahudiyan wa la nasraniyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Ibrahim, he was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was a true Muslim, hanifa. He was a true Muslim, hanif, meaning he was upon sincere and pure Islamic monotheism, to worship none but Allah alone with no partners. And he was not from the pagans and polytheists. Again, here's the description of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Annahu kana hanifan musliman. Hanifan musliman. Hanif, yani annahu muqbirun ala Allahi azza wa jal mu'ridun amma siwa. Meaning that he was sincerely dedicated to Allah alone, wholeheartedly in devotion and servitude and worship, and he turned away from everything else. He turned away from shirk. He turned away from innovation. He turned away from major sins and minor sins. He turned away from all aspects of disobedience. Rather, he turned away from all things in this life, and he had dedicated himself in entirety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he reached a high and lofty status. Until he reached a high and lofty status, alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah, he mentions in his book, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yaku min al-mushrikeen. That verily Ibrahim, he was an ummah, and he meaning an imam, a leader upon goodness, having all of the good righteous qualities, and considering him a nation in himself, meaning that he is a leader absolutely. He's followed in all aspects, in creed and methodology and worship and servitude and manners and conduct and demeanor. He was an absolute role model, imam and fil khayri, muqtadan bihi, alayhi salatu wassalam. He was imam and goodness. And he is someone who is taken as a role model, alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a leader. He was a leader having all of the good righteous qualities. Qanitan, meaning he was a person of qunut, and that means dawam ita'a, meaning he was constantly obedient in worship and devotion. Hanifan, seeing what that means, meaning he's sincere, purified his love for Allah Azza wa Jal, and devoted himself entirely to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was not from the pagans nor the polytheist. Shakiran li an'umi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. And he was thankful for the blessings and favors of Allah. These are from the beautiful traits of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, along with the fact that he was devoted to Allah alone, sincere in devotion and turning away from disobedience in every aspect and surrendering to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect. Also, he was thankful. Thankful for the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. At the head of this, the blessing to be Hanif, the blessing to be Muslim, the blessing to be Qanit,
The blessing to be a person of Tawheed, the blessing to be from the Ummah of Hanifiyyah, the blessing to be from those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the favor of Allah azza wa jalla, to be saved from the deviant paths of misguidance, innovation, paganism, and polytheism. Shakiran li an'umi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. He was very thankful, showed great gratitude and appreciation for the favors of Allah, and Allah had chose him and guided him to the straight path. And Allah, he mentions likewise about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wa atainahu fid dunya hasana wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin. And we gave him good in this life, and in the hereafter he shall be of the righteous. And we gave him good in this life as a recompense for the good that he had done, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hereafter he will be from the righteous. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the role model to be followed. And likewise, this is the means to reach the high and lofty status by learning about these traits and characteristics, the religion of Al-Hanifiyya, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, being sincere and devoted to Allah inwardly and outwardly, and showing preference to the command of Allah and the obedience of Allah over the desires and whims of one's own soul. And this is the best deen, and this is the best religion, and this is the best way of life, and it's the only way that's accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla, he mentioned in his book, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And who can be better in religion? The one who submits his face, his self, and entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed and Islamic monotheism, with ikhlas, al-ibadah lillahi wahda. And he is a good doer, a muhsin, meaning he's following the legislation and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly in the manner prescribed. And the manners prescribed. And along with that, وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And he follows the way of Ibrahim Hanifa alayhi salatu wasalam. And clarifying the status of Ibrahim, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah had taken Ibrahim as a Khalil, as a Khalil. And this is the highest level of nearness, and the highest level of love is that one will be the Khalil. Al-Khalil is from the word khulla. And the word khulla, it literally means, it means love. Al-khulla is a love. So what is intended here from the Khalil is the one that the love of Allah has entered their heart so much that everything else is removed. And if the heart is full of the love of Allah until the extent there's no room for anything else. There's no room for the love of anything else. This is the level of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He reached this level to where his heart became full of the love of Allah azza wa jalla until there's no room in his heart for the love of anything else. And he was tried with regards to this alayhi salatu wasalam, and the story is well known. And he was ordered to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And at this time, Ismail, he was not a little child, like a baby. He did not spend much time with and become attached to greatly, nor was he an old man that he had spent a long life with and had enjoyed and taken pleasure in his companionship. Rather, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a young man, and he was at the age that he was going along with his father, and their relationship and love for each other was very strong. And Allah tried them both with a great trial, with a great trial. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was ordered to slaughter his son Ismail. And even Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he sought the advice and consultation of his son Ismail, and they both surrendered and submitted to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it was a trial and a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever they had surrendered and submitted in this manner, this is how they reached this high and lofty level. Slaughtering the desires and the whims And preferring the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the means to purify the tawheed and to fulfill the rights of faith and to truly draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obtain His love, taking the prophets and messengers as the role models and examples. From that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So no one is better in deen than the one who surrenders himself to Allah wholeheartedly and sincerely in devotion and servitude and worship. Along with that, he follows the prescribed law and legislation and does not deviate or innovate in the religion, nor does he violate the rights of the law and legislation. Rather, he follows that properly. He takes Ibrahim as a role model because indeed Ibrahim had been taken by Allah Azza wa Jal as the Khalil, meaning the most beloved. Meaning the most beloved. But likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal as well took our Prophet Muhammad as the Khalil. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَكُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا أَحَدًا خَلِيلًا اتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي خَلِيلًا. That if I were going to take anyone as a Khalil, as a close and intimate, beloved friend and companion, it would be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But Allah has taken me as a Khalil, meaning so there's no room now for anyone else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the Khalil of Allah, just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the Khalil of Allah. Khalil ar-Rahman. Khalil ar-Rahman. There's a benefit here. Barakallahu fikum. The people of knowledge, they mention that all of the beautiful and noble qualities and traits and the lofty status that was found in the different prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam individually, they're all gathered in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, He took Ibrahim as a Khalil, and Allah, He took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a Khalil, and Allah, He spoke to Musa, Kalim Allah, and Allah, He spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well, and many other examples like this. So all of the beautiful traits and all of the great virtues that are found individually in the different prophets and messengers, they're all gathered and found in the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the way of Ibrahim is the way that must be followed, and Allah, He has ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to follow that way. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Then we have sent revelation to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, saying, follow the religion of Ibrahim, يعني حنيف, the pure Islamic monotheism, to worship none but Allah alone. And he was not from the pagans and the polytheists. And he was not from the pagans and the polytheists. And likewise, the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has been ordered with the same. And Allah, He says in His book, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed Allah has spoken the truth. You must all follow the religion of Ibrahim Hanif. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. He was not from the pagans and polytheists. So this is the blessing and favor to be upon the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is, and تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين. That is that you worship Allah alone and you make the religion entirely, inwardly and outwardly, wholeheartedly, sincerely and purely for the sake of Allah alone. All of the obedience and love and servitude and devotion, all of the hope and the fear and the trust and reliance, all of the faith, it must be completed and perfected and directed to Allah alone with no partners. To Allah alone with no partners. This means the person here who establishes this path, he's upon this way, he is someone who strives and fights against his soul. Strives and fights against his soul to remember Allah and not be heedless, and to establish the rights of Allah, to not disobey, and to be thankful and never show any aspects of ingratitude for the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, ordering His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Wallahi, these verses are beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innani hadani rabbi. Indeed, my Lord has guided me ila siratin mustaqim, to a straight path, deenan qiyaman, millata Ibrahim hanifa, wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. And it is the straight path, the religion of Ibrahim, which is considered hanif, al-milla al-hanifiyya. And he was not from the pagans and the polytheist. Al-milla al-hanifiyya, the religion of al-hanifiyya. This is the fitrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has created mankind upon. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. So set you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you set your face towards the religion of Hanif, the pure religion, the sincere, the pure religion of sincere monotheism, the fitra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with which He has created mankind. No change let there be in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the straight religion, the upright path, but most men do not know. But most men do not know. So this is the fitrah, the natural disposition that the people have been created upon. That the people have been created upon to know Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He's the creator alone and that He alone is worthy of worship, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ingrained in the soul of the human being. And if that natural disposition, that fitrah, is cultivated and taken care of and cherished, then it will bring great fruits. But that fitrah can be tainted and can be changed. And we all know the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he mentioned, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitrah, that every child is born upon the fitrah. Was born upon the fitrah. Fa abawahu yuhawidanihi wa yunassiranihi wa yumajjisanihi. But it's his parents, it's his mother and father that turn him into a Jew or turning him into a Christian or turning him into a Magi and the likes like this. It's because of their deficiency or their failure to cultivate the child properly that the fitrah becomes tainted and changed and distorted. Waliyadhu billah. Waliyadhu billah. So the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is to establish the religion of Allah azza wa jalla. Is to establish the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be sincere in that, and to turn away and free oneself from all of the opposing ways that are contrary to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise its people. Allah, He mentioned in His book, with qala Ibrahim li abihi wa qawmihi innani bara'un mimma ta'budun illa alladhi fatarani fa innahu sayahdin. And remember, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to his father and his people, verily, I'm free from you and that which you worship. Innani bara'un mimma tab. I'm free from you and that which you worship. Illa alladhi fatarani. Except for the one who has created me. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Meaning I'm not free from Allah, the one who has created me. فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينِ. يعني فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينِ. For indeed, he's going to guide me. وَجَعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي عَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And he has made this a statement, meaning the statement here, إِنَّنِي بَرَأٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. يعني لا إله إلا الله. The statement لا إله إلا الله. He has made that a word lasting amongst his offspring so that they may return and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, al-Islam. And it's known as al-Milla al-Hanifiyya. And what is intended by al-Hanifiyya, yani the sincere and pure religion, being devoted inwardly and outwardly, wholeheartedly, sincerely and purely to Allah alone, and turning away from everything that's contrary. Al-Iqbalu ala Allah wa al-I'radu amma siwa. Al-Iqbal على الله تبارك وتعالى والإعراض عما سواه سبحانه وتعالى. The author, he says, وبذلك أمر الله جميع الناس وخلقهم لها كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. And this is what Allah, He has ordered all of mankind and created them for this very purpose. As Allah, He mentioned in His book, and I did not, the meaning of which is, As Allah, He mentioned in His book the meaning of which is, indeed, I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship Me alone. The author, he clarifies, rahimahullah, وَمَعْنَى يَعْبُدُونَ أي يُوَحِّدُونَ, and the meaning to worship Me, meaning to single Me out alone for all actions of worship. The author, he mentions a great benefit, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدِ, and the greatest thing that Allah has ordered, التوحيد, وهو إفراد الله بالعبادة, and it is to sing Allah alone for all actions of worship, major and minor, in every aspect, inward and outward. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ الشِّرْكِ وَهُوَ دَعْوَةُ غَيْرِهِ مَعَهُ, and the greatest thing that Allah has forbidden and prohibited is الشِّرْك, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, calling and invoking others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What dalil, and the evidence for this, as we have seen, is the methodology of the author, may Allah reward him. And this is the methodology of the people of the Sunnah. May Allah have mercy on them. May Allah make us from them and upon their way, that the religion is based on masail wa dala'il. Masail wa dala'il. Issues and affairs in the religion, rulings and the likes, and creed and methodology and manners and etiquettes, jurisprudence and law and legislation, coupled with the proof and the evidence from the Quran or from the authentic Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What dalilu qawluhu ta'ala, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, wa'budu Allaha wa la tushriku bihi shay'an, and worship Allah alone and do not associate any partners with Him whatsoever. And this verse here is in Surah An-Nisa, and this verse here is given a title, and that is Ayatul Huquq al-Ashara, the verse of the 10 rights. And Allah, He mentioned 10 rights in this verse, beginning with His right, and beginning with His right to be worshipped alone, and the prohibition that any partner should be set up with Him and worship subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarifying that this is the greatest right. Therefore, this is the greatest commandment, because Allah, He is the greatest. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing greater than Him. And His right is the greatest right. And His greatest right is to be worshipped alone, with no partners whatsoever. And the greatest violation of that right is to direct any action of worship whatsoever to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. We have some benefits, and we take them briefly. If a believer were to open the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, looking for the first commandment and the first prohibition, because the author, he's clarifying here, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدُ وَأَعْظَمُ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ الشِّرْكُ, the greatest thing that Allah has ordered is التوحيد, and the greatest thing that Allah has forbidden is الشِّرْك. So if we were to open the Mus'haf and to begin reading from Surah Al-Fatiha, and we're searching for the first thing that Allah has ordered, and the first thing that Allah has forbidden, if we were to read and to read and to read, we read Fatiha, we begin reading Surah Al-Baqarah, we will come to this verse here. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His noble book, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhan nas, U'budu rabbakum, Alladhi khalaqakum, Walladhina min qablikum, La'allakum tattaqun. This is verse number 21. We will read the Fatiha, the first seven verses, and then we will read in Surah Al-Baqarah all the way to the 21st verse, when we will find the first command. And that's by being able to identify command verbs. Allah, He says, U'budu. Ya ayyuhan nas. And the command is for all mankind. Oh mankind, U'budu rabbakum. Worship your Lord. الذي خلقكم, the one who has created you, والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون, and He has created those before you so that you may become righteous and pious, so that you may fear Him and obey Him, سبحانه وتعالى. So the first command in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is اعبدوا ربكم, the command for التوحيد. And the clarification for the wisdom of that command, that is because Allah, He's the creator. So therefore, you worship your Lord, the one who created you. You don't worship anyone who did not create you. Anyone who did not create you is not your Lord. So therefore, do not worship them. Rather, اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. Rather, you must worship your Lord, the one who created you. So things that are created are not worthy of worship because they're in need of the Lord to create and provide for them and sustain them. So therefore, they're deficient, weak, and in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. So who would worship a creation like themselves? Rather, the only one who's worthy of worship is the Creator. So this is the greatest thing that Allah has ordered. Rather, it's the first command in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. U'budu Rabbakum. Alhamdulillah, we found the first command. So now if we were to continue reading after this, looking for the first prohibition, look no further than the very next verse, which is verse number 22.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
All of this is to further emphasize the reason why Allah alone is worthy of worship. The reason why Allah alone is worthy of worship because it is He who has made the earth a resting place for you. He has made the earth spread out and vast and furnished all this food and plants and trees and animals. They're already here whenever you come here. They're already prepared for you. And He has made the sky as a canopy high and lofty. And He sends rain, water from the sky. He sends down water from the sky that's above your head and brought forth therewith fruits as a provision from you. Then do not set up rivals unto Allah in worship while you know. Meaning, while you know that Allah alone has the right to be worshipped, while you know Allah alone, He's the one who created you, while you know Allah alone, He's the one who has furnished the earth and spread it and made it vast and wide, while you know Allah alone, He sends water from the sky above your head, and He causes that water to enter the ground and causes the seeds in the ground to split and plants to grow and herbs and spices and fruits and vegetables and all these different benefits coming from the water that's stored and clouds above our heads. So don't set up rivals with Allah in worship. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. فَلَا, this is that nahiya, this is a prohibition. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So do not set up rivals with Allah in worship while you know. This is the first prohibition. So the first commandment is the commandment to worship Allah alone, which is the commandment for at-tawheed. And the first prohibition is the prohibition to set up andad, rivals and partners with Allah in worship, which is the prohibition of ashirk. So therefore, just like the author he's mentioning, rahimahullah ta'ala, there are a number of evidences from that, this affair here, that إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدُ وَفَرَضُ اللَّهِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ وَإِنَّ أَعْظَمَ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ الشِّرْكُ وَدَعْوَةُ غَيْرِهِ مَعَهُ. الحمد لله. Even to emphasize a great benefit. قال البغوي Rahimahullah, he died in the year 516. He has a great tafsir. He said the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal here, U'budu, U'budu, ya yuhannas, oh mankind, U'budu, what does he say that means, Rahimahullah? He says that means, Wahidu, U'budu, ay Wahidu, meaning to worship Allah, meaning to single out Allah alone in worship. That's exactly what the author is telling us, Rahimahullah. Allahu Akbar. Where is this understanding derived from? Oh, we keep reading. He says, Qala ibn Abbas. Qala ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, we know that he's called Hibru al-Ummah, wal-Bahr. He's called Hibr al-Ummah, meaning the great scholar of this Ummah. And he's called al-Bahr, meaning he's an ocean of knowledge. And he's called Turjuman al-Quran. He's the one who interprets and explains the meanings of the Quran. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'alahu, made supplicated for him. قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَعْلِمْهُ التَّأْوِيلِ. Oh Allah, grant Ibn Abbas understanding in the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Qur'an. This is his interpretation of this verse here. He says, كُلُّ مَا وَرَدَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ فَمَعْنَاهَا التَّوْحِيدِ. He says here, Al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he died in 516. May Allah have mercy on him. He said, worship means to single out Allah alone for worship. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, he said, every mention of worship in the Quran means at-tawheed. So every time, so every place in the Quran where the word ibadah is being referred to, what is intended from that is at-tawheed. Because the reality of ibadah is at-tawheed. And there's no ibadah without tawheed. And if anyone tried to do ibadah but did not have tawheed, then the ibadah would not be accepted. Just like if someone were to pray salah, but he didn't have tahara, his salah would not be accepted. In the same manner, any action of worship, major or minor, obligatory or not obligatory, if it's not performed with tawheed, then it will not be accepted. Then it will not be accepted. So the understanding that the author he mentioned here, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي وَمَعْنَى يَعْبُدُونَ يُوَحِّدُونَ. This is a proper understanding that goes back to the companions of the Allah anhum, to the great scholars of tafsir, the scholars of hadith, who clarified these affairs in their books of the interpretation of the Quran, alhamdulillah. And if you look even further back into the books of a tafsir like At-Tabari, rahimahullah ta'ala, you will find similar narrations but with chains. But with chains, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we have one more benefit and we close with this. This is very important with regards to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship me alone. Except to worship me alone. We see what that means. Al-Shaykh Muhammad Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir Adwa Al-Bayan, he says, ma'na hadhihi al-ayat al-kareema illa liya'budun ay illa li'amurahum bi'ibadati wabtalihim ay akhtabiruhum bit-takalif thumma ujazihim ala a'malihim in khayran fa khayrun wa in sharran fa sharran. Al-Shaykh Muhammad Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, the meaning of this noble verse, except that they should worship me alone, illa liya'buduni, or illa liwahiduni, meaning the meaning, is that I command them to worship me and test them. That is, I try them with obligations, religious duties. Then I reward them for their deeds. If they are good, then their reward will be good. And if they're evil, then the recompense will be evil. So the meaning of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, that Allah, he says, I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me alone, meaning except that I'll order them to worship me and I will try them. I will test them by placing upon them religious duties and obligations. The greatest religious duty and obligation is to worship Allah alone with no partners. And the greatest violation of that religious duty and obligation is to associate partners with Allah in any aspect or any manner. But there are likewise, after that, other religious duties and obligations to perform with regards to the pillars of Islam, from the Salah and the Zakah and the Siyam and the Hajj, and likewise with regards to Birr al-Walidain, being kind and merciful and obedient to one's parents, and also their rights as well with regards to the eyes and the tongue and the ears, so on and so forth. Al-Muslim, Masarim al-Muslimuna, and lisanihi wa yadihi, that the true Muslim is the one who the rest of the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. There are other rites that must be performed and obligations that must be established. And likewise, there are other prohibitions as well that one must avoid and stay away from. And this is the reality of this life. And we're tried and tested in this manner. And we're tried and tested in this manner. So the meaning that Allah, he did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship him alone, meaning that he will order them to worship him alone. But he will try them in that worship with obligations and prohibitions. And this is the test and the trial. And then he will recompense them based upon their deeds. And those who do good in that test and trial and fulfill those obligations and avoid those prohibitions, then they will have good from Allah. And those who fail in that or fall short in that, then they're facing an evil recompense according to the evil that they have worked. And to summarize in closing, I mentioned evidences and proofs. And suffice with that, Allah, he mentioned in his book, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is Allah, he's the one who created the death and the life to test you and try you to see his best indeed. And Allah, he says in his book, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبَلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Indeed, we have made all that which is on the earth as an adornment and a beautification in order to try them, to test them, who is best indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the reality of this trial and test and how it occurs. Inna khalaqana al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtarihi faja'alnahu sami'an basiran. Indeed, we created the human being from mixed fluid, male and female, in order to try him. So therefore, faja'alnahu Sami'an basira. So therefore, we give him the ability to hear and to see. An indication that the trial and test lies in the eyes and the ears, which are the direct avenues and pathways to the heart and to the mind. To the heart and to the mind. For this reason, Allah, he says, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمَ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is Allah, he is the one who has brought you into existence and created you. And he has made for you hearing and eyesight and minds to reflect and to ponder with, and little thanks is it that you show. And how ungrateful are you with regards to the blessings of the eyes and the ear and the mind and heart and the ability to think and to reflect. So these affairs here is the place of trial and test. And we must surrender and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in servitude and worship and devotion to Him, and use these favors and blessings, the blessings of the eyes, the blessings of the ears, the blessing of the mind and the ability to think and to reflect, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show thanks for His favors and to show thanks for His blessings, and to not use these favors and blessings in the disobedience of Allah azza wa jal. This is the reality of the wisdom of the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creation of life and death, and the creation of men and jinn. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.